Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on November 4 regarding Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Harris as described in my report of 1-5-21, but at that time I learned he claimed an occupational injury from 2015 through 9-25-18 caused permanent residuals to his right knee, comma, low back, comma, left hip, comma, and both shoulders. Period, however, I was not in receipt of any true medical records to review at that time. Period, you have now kindly provided me with them. Period. New paragraph, these medical records show. On 1-6-15, he was seen by Dr. Kirchner, K-I-R-C-H-N-E-R, who is an internist. Period. He was there to follow up for test results. Period. He was diagnosed with sciatica and low back pain. Period. On 3-22-18, he was seen near for right shoulder and mid-chest pain. Period. He now had left shoulder pain with a history of right knee pain and swelling. Period. There was no scratch that he did relate a history of right knee arthritis and was told he needed a knee replacement. Period. He used to go to Rothman and the last time was about 4 years earlier. Period. He did not convey any work activity relationship to these symptoms. Period. He was diagnosed with chest wall pain, comma, acute pain of the right shoulder, comma, bulging lumbar disc, comma, pain in the right knee, comma, and acute pain of the left shoulder. Period. EKG from the urgent care was within normal limits. Period. His right shoulder pain had resolved. Period. He was being referred to orthopedics for his right knee, and he refused imaging. Period. He also refused therapy for the left shoulder, but accepted follow-up with his chiropractor. Period. He did not want re-imaging of his lumbar spine. Period. Previous CT and x-rays were reviewed. Period. He also refused therapy, but accepted chiropractic care once again. Period. New paragraph. He followed up on 4-11-18, seeing Dr. Brown in follow-up for right shoulder pain and low back pain. Period. The left shoulder pain had subsided. Period. He did not have any paresthesias, bowel, or bladder incontinence. Period. History was remarkable for obesity and degenerative arthritis of both knees. Period. He had undergone arthroscopic knee surgery in 2008. Period. He was referred for x-rays of the right shoulder and orthopedic evaluation. But he was also going to see orthopedics for his low back pain. Period. He was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. He did return on 5-10-18 and again saw Dr. Brown. Period. He was currently seeing workers' compensation for his right knee. Period. He explained they could not treat his knee pain, but he was to follow up with Dr. Tucker on 5-29-18 at Rothman. Period. He was wearing a back brace for pain. Period. He denied any radiation of the pain. Period. He had an injection in the right shoulder, for which, at approximately 3 weeks ago, by Dr. Brown at Rothman, and it helped. Period. His diagnostic impressions remain the same. Period. Some medication adjustments were made, and he was referred for physical therapy. Period. He was also going to be referred to pain management specialist Dr. Medvedovsky, M-E-D-V-E-D-O-V-S-K-Y. Period. New paragraph. He had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 1-21-15 compared to plain radiographs of 1-2-15 that will be inserted. Period. on 3/3/18, he was seen by Dr. Merowitz, M-E-R-E-W-I-T-Z, complaining of right shoulder pain, mid-chest pain, and back of the neck pain for 1 week period. He again did not offer any mechanism of injury related to work bringing these symptoms on. Period. He was referred for an EKG. Period. He did have x-rays of the right knee on 3/26/18 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Harris was seen on 3/27/18 by Dr. Baker at Rothman Orthopedics for his right knee. Period. He stated he twisted the right knee acutely on 3/23/18 when he stepped off of a truck. Period. 4 days ago, scratch that, he was seen in the emergency room where x-rays were taken. Period. He was given a prescription for ibuprofen and a muscle relaxant and had severe pain in the right knee. Period. He had a past history of blood clots in the legs as well as rheumatoid arthritis. Period. Dr. Baker diagnosed osteoarthritis of the right knee as well as osteochondritis dissecans of the right knee. Period. He recommended x-rays and an MRI. Period. He did undergo right knee MRI on 4/4/18 that interestingly was compared to a study of 3/30/09 and will be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. Baker, who reviewed these results on 4/16/18. Period. He gave an additional diagnosis of peripheral tear of the lateral meniscus for the current injury involving the left knee. Parentheses, SIC, close parentheses, period. He wrote there was no doubt some of his symptoms were chronic, probably due to the osteochondritis. Period, although non-displaced, it is loose with marked amount of edema of the bone above and below. Period, there were significant degenerative changes in both the medial and lateral compartments and the patellofemoral joint, which Dr. Baker was sure were chronic. Period, the tears in the meniscus could be new. Period, he definitely had a bloody effusion when first seen. And so given these findings, he was going to refer with to Dr. Baker, who had scoped his knee years ago. Period. Presumably this visit was by Dr. Baker's assistant. Period. He did see Dr. Baker on 4/24/18, this time complaining of bilateral shoulder pain, whereas in the past it was just his left shoulder. Period. He works at construction and tries to exercise it, but he still is having pain. Period. He rendered an additional diagnosis of sprain of the right acromioclavicular joint and primary osteoarthritis on the right shoulder, along with symptomatic AC joint degenerative arthritis. Period. Treatment options were discussed, and a corticosteroid injection was administered to the shoulder. Period. They also discussed a Mumford procedure and an MRI. Period. At follow-up on 4/26/18, Dr. Baker wrote the work-related injury on 3/23/18 worsened the two pre-existing conditions of osteochondritis dissecans and degenerative joint disease. Period. The only real surgical treatment for this and cure would cure would be that of a total knee replacement, for which he was not ready. Period. He then suggested possible orthovisc injections every 6 months if needed. Period. He does take a lot of NSAIDs, for which he was advised to see his medical doctor. Period. Dr. Baker discharged him from care to home exercise. That maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Harris returned to Dr. Tucker on 5/29/18, complaining that his right knee was really bothering him. Pretty was interested in pursuing orthovisc injections. Pretty diagnoses were severe tricompartmental degenerative joint disease, exacerbation and worsening of the right knee, along with medial femoral condyle, unstable osteochondritis dissecans. Period. They elected to pursue orthovisc injections, the first of which was administered on 6/13/18. Period. His fourth and final injection was administered on 7/3/18. Period. At follow-up on 7/24/18, he expressed they only helped a little bit. Period. He had severe pain, going from a seated to a standing position. Period. He was then being referred to Dr. Ong, ONG, for total knee arthroplasty. Period. Knee paragraph, he did see Dr. Ong on 2/28/19. With pain not only in his right knee, but also his left hip. Period. It had been severe over the last 6 months to a year. Period. He had been managed extensively previously with anti-inflammatories, along with steroid injections and a home exercise program. Period. He is a sheet metal worker and remains very active, and increased activity increases his symptoms. Period. Therefore, physical therapy is contraindicated. Period. He reported groin pain, stiffness, limited range of motion, pain with walking and stair climbing. Period. He also had medial joint line pain, stiffness, limited range of motion and pain with activities. Period. X-rays in the office of the left hip showed severe arthritis with bone-on-bone arthritis, loss of articular joint space, osteophyte formation, and sclerosis. Period. Right knee X-ray showed severe arthritis with loss of articular joint space, osteophyte formation, and sclerosis with varus malalignment. Period. The plan was to pursue left hip replacement surgery. Period. He would eventually also need right knee replacement surgery. Period. We are not in receipt of the operative reports. Period. However, on 5/23/19, the physician assistant wrote he was 2 weeks status post left total hip arthroplasty and was doing well. Period. He followed up regarding the left hip over the next many months. Period. On 7/15/19, he was seen by Dr. Chanik, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, for a left shoulder injection. Period. He had a right shoulder injection in April 2018 that relieved pain on that side. Period. His left shoulder symptoms had been getting worse recently. Period. He denies any new injuries or change in activity. Period. An ultrasound-guided corticosteroid injection was administered to the left AC joint. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Sapega performed an evaluation on 11/5/18 with respect to the petitioner's right knee. Period. He concluded Mr. Harris had adolescent osteochondritis dissecans lesion that never reunited to the parent mediofemoral condyle, and because of that, it remained akin to a miniature, quote, time bomb, end quote, in his right knee. Comma, waiting to go off at some point in the future, comma, with or without knee stress or trauma. Period. He thought this time bomb went off on 3/23/18. Period. When an OCD defect is becoming unstable, it often takes no trauma of any sort to cause the final separation and or fragmentation to begin. Period. Accordingly, he did not believe that anything adverse happened to his already abnormal menisci or joint surfaces on 3/23/18, save perhaps the region of the mediofemoral condyle affected by the OCD lesion. But he also wanted to review the emergency room records to further opine. Period. He then offered suggestions as to further treatment that could include total joint right knee replacement surgery. Period. Mr. Harris reported no unusual stress or trauma of any sort on 3/23/18. Period. Dr. Sapega concluded that this case represents a classic so-called, quote, idiopathic, end quote, knee pathology, comma, meaning that there was a pre-existing defect and vulnerability of the knee, comma, which spontaneously advanced during the course of work activity on a random basis, rather than being due to anything specifically, quote, work-related, period, end quote. Compensability here was clearly questionable. Period. He concluded the mediofemoral condyle OCD lesion presumably worked its way loose and began fragmenting, but this could have occurred at any time, whether he was at home stepping down from a footstool or one of his own steps, or whether he was at work. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show he underwent left hip replacement on 5/8/19 to be inserted. Period. He had intraoperative hip x-rays done concurrently. Period. In paragraph on 7/17/13, he underwent cervical spine x-rays given a history of neck pain. For these revealed an unremarkable cervical spine radiographs with oblique views. Period. On 12/29/14, he was seen by an interventional pain specialist named Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H. Period. He complained of subacute right low back pain radiating to the leg. Period. He was diagnosed with subacute right lumbar radiculopathy, and an epidural steroid injection was given that day. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. The additional information definitely illustrates more clearly what type of orthopedic problems Mr. Harris experienced and when. Period. He did undergo left hip arthroplasty for osteoarthritis. Period. For that, my opinion relative to permanency remains at 15%. Permanent partial disability at the left hip. Period. I also opined 5% permanent partial disability at the right leg without regard to cause, but this was for the residuals of a presumptive diagnosis of meniscal tear. Period. And underline this, it is now evident that he also had osteochondritis dissecans lesion that in all likelihood was pre-existing and unrelated to work. Period. He actually had orthopedic symptoms before the period in question began in 2015. Good. He had pain management care from Dr. Singh on 12/29/14 period. With respect to the other body areas that I surmise are his lumbar spine and cervical spine, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. His job performance with the insured did not cause any permanent orthopedic residuals to these regions. Period. And that is the end.